WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Procrastination Punisher, your daily dose of fire packs to finally get things done. Now, I'm sure you've heard a million excuses for why you haven't tackled that project, cleaned the house, or even just replied to that email. You know those classic lines. I work better under pressure. I need to clear my head first. It's not a good day for this. Well, I'm here to tell you those are all myths. Today, we're busting through the biggest procrastination myths and getting real about what actually works. Think about it. How many times have you said those things to yourself? And did they really help you get anything done? Probably not. We're so used to these excuses that we don't even question them anymore. But the truth is, procrastination isn't about needing more time or being lazy. It's a complex beast with some serious psychological roots. So let's dive in and debunk those myths once and for all. Myth hash 1. I work better under pressure. Ever notice how you suddenly become a productivity ninja when the deadline is looming? That feeling of panic actually triggers your adrenaline, giving you that temporary burst of energy. But guess what? That's not sustainable long term. Chronic pressure leads to stress, burnout, and ultimately lower quality work. So ditch the last minute scramble and start tackling tasks proactively. Myth hash 2. I need to clear my head first. You know that feeling when you stare blankly at the screen, scrolling through social media or watching cat videos instead of doing the thing that actually needs to get done? That's your brain trying to avoid something uncomfortable. Instead of letting your mind wander aimlessly, try structured breaks, go for a walk, do some stretches, or listen to music. These activities refresh your mind without derailing your progress. Myth hash 3. It's not a good day for this. Let's be real, there are rarely perfect days for anything. You could have a million reasons why today isn't the right time. You're tired, overwhelmed, or just not feeling it. But guess what? Every day is an opportunity to make progress, no matter how small. Myth hash 4. I'll start tomorrow. The classic procrastination trap. Tomorrow never really comes. It's always just a little further down the road. Instead of waiting for some magical moment when everything feels right, take baby steps. Even 5 minutes of focused work today is better than zero progress tomorrow. Myth hash 5. I'm not good at this. This one is a real killer. If you constantly tell yourself you're not capable, you'll likely never reach your full potential. Remember, everyone starts somewhere. You can learn new skills and improve with practice. Focus on your strengths, celebrate small victories, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Okay, let's talk about a real-life scenario. Imagine this. You have that big presentation coming up next week, but the thought of even starting your slides makes you want to hide under the covers. You tell yourself, I work best under pressure, so you figure you'll just cram everything in the last few days. Sound familiar? But here's the thing, by delaying those slides, you're actually increasing your stress and making it harder on yourself. What if, instead of waiting until the last minute, you broke down the presentation into smaller tasks? You could spend 30 minutes each day researching, another 30 drafting bullet points, and then a final hour creating the visuals. See, by tackling it in chunks, you make it feel less overwhelming and actually build momentum. Think about that, no more late night panics, just a clear plan and steady progress. Pretty powerful, right? So remember, procrastination isn't about laziness or lack of motivation. It's about facing those uncomfortable feelings head on and breaking down tasks into manageable steps. Challenge those myths, embrace the power of small wins, and watch your productivity soar. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little procrastination push. You never know, you might just change their life. See you tomorrow for another Fired Up Hack.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.